Greetings and salutations. My name is Johnny Mota. I am the wonderful co-host of the Trade Show Minute, or maybe I'm not wonderful. I don't know. You can determine that by the end of the show. However, I am co-hosting with the lovely
other co-host, Victoria Gorilla, because I refuse to say I'm a host. We're here with our guests.
Gary Baylor from Sharp Boy Drops.
Hey, Gary. Maybe you're the host of the show today.
Hey, I've always wanted to be a host.
You have definitely the radio voice for hosting.
Well, don't have the face for TV, so I'll take the radio voice for your show.
Same. tell us a little bit about Sharp Electronics.
Yeah, I think everybody knows about Sharp Electronics. We're the world's premier LCD manufacturer and specializing in the pro AV space these past few years. About a year ago, Sharp Electronics had a new primary investment company, Foxconn. Largest contract manufacturer. So we're bridging Sharp's leveraging our LCD technology, patent technology, with the world's largest contract manufacturer and producing world-class LED products these days.
Cool. And then what booth number is that again?
We're in booth 3401.
Hey.
Right down the hall from
you. So are you showing anything new this year?
Everything in the booth is new this year.
Awesome. Let's start everything, I don't know, chronological order or alphabetical, your preference, from beginning to end, go.
Okay. I think that 10-minute time limit may be in question.
Well, maybe not everything, but like, you know, the key stuff we can't miss.
One of the things that you really got to stop by the booth and take a look at is our new Aquas lines. Matter of fact, yesterday, a commercial integrator ordered our new 80-inch PNC 805B. Product we just introduced about 3 months ago, 30% below our upper class 80-inch product, and that's a good best in the electric whiteboard industry. So, real pleased with that.
Very cool.
We now have three ranges of products in our Aquas board line, and basically a good, better, and best category.
Okay.
So, different products, and different from 60-inch to 80-inch, and different price points to meet all the clients' needs. And we are previewing, as a technology preview, our next generation Aquas board. There's a 70-inch 4K unit in the booth that we introduced in the first quarter of 2018. That has capacitive touch technology as well as direct bonding technology. And that we expect to be positioned at a very aggressive price point. And features like all of our Aquas boards, pen and paper user experience. So definitely a must see. If you're looking for high-end, ultimate quality in an interactive product.
From all the trends that are happening in the industry so far, what is your favorite trend that you, Sharp is involved with your products right now?
There's a whole bunch of new technology trends. Another technology preview that we have in the booth is our next generation of digital signage products, which will be in the fall of 2017. And that technology is really encapsulating a combination of a range of products. We're showing a 40 and 50 inch product that incorporates a system on chip technology, as well as built in media player, as well as Intel's mini OPS architecture. So now we can take a given product and basically create a full range of user needs from 40 inch all the way up. I can't disclose all the models yet, in multiple brightness sizes. And we're leveraging that also with our relationship with Intel, with a product that they just announced at Computex just a couple weeks ago, called the Intel Compute Card, which is a credit size computing module. So now you can take your computer with you, so to speak, put it in your pocket, bring it into your signs, bring it into your interactive conference rooms, and have that come and go as you please. And that new range of product also supports the mini OPS architecture, giving wireless capability, HD-based T capability, as well as compute modules, all integrated into the design. And with the SoC technology, we are partnering now. There are 18 different CMS, digital signage providers, that signed onto a platform that's operating in the Android platform, so you can have basic media signage, step up, and then another step up. And all of those displays will be able to be integrated, whether it be mounted on a wall or suspended from the ceiling with wires. We're showing that in the booth too. So you can think about platforms where they don't have walls. Here's a way where the displays themselves are constructed so that they can be suspended. And they can not only be mounted in traditional landscape or in portrait mode, but also have the ability to be tilted forward, tilted backwards, or even face up.
Yeah. Oh, it's very, very unique.
It really, the purpose here is to create the most flexibility so that when a customer and an integrator has a project they have to build to, they can pick one product line that can meet all their needs without having to customize and building unneeded costs, extra ventilation, and all those types of added costs that drive the project cost up.
Does Sharp have any projects that are your favorite babies and that on display and say, hey, like, look at this one that you can at least talk about? Are there any projects out there that we can see Sharp products in there?
As far as the projects at the end user sites, okay, there's a lot of them. I think the one I'm most proud of is the island. That was a project that we worked on for a long time and had a special meaning coming from the New York area, where Sharp was able to be a major donor to that museum and create both interactive and non-interactive experiences for the people. So if there's any one project that kind of touches my heart a little bit, it's that one.
So Victoria and I are very actively busy at this podcast station all week, and it's very rare that we're going to get a moment away from this desk to interview professionals like yourself. So for people like us that can't either make it to the booth and or maybe they just aren't here at Infocom, where can we go to learn more about the Sharp?
Well, you probably want to go to sharpusa.com and to our /displays, and that's going to get you to our professional area. And also check out our YouTube channel as well as our Facebook and LinkedIn channels.
Victoria, any questions as a young AV professional?
I do. So I'm sure I've talked about this before, but I'm in the industry for maybe 1 or 2 years. I have my CTS, but everything's still fairly new.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's not easy to pass that.
Thank you. So I studied audio live and installed. I kind of have programming and a background in programming, so now I merged the two, but I'm programming for lights. I haven't studied lighting, but it's working out right now, so I'm programming for Crestron lighting. So the programming is great, but it's a huge learning curve for the lighting for me. So anyone either new to the lighting side or maybe just to the industry, do you have any tips for us?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the things is take a look at how the different products integrate together. This Infocom is a wonderful platform for both education as well as talking to the vendors to see how their products integrate together. And if there's one thing that I think integrators really need to focus more on is this idea of using standards to create a best of breed in an overall install. Not one manufacturer here or four can do it all. It requires working together and seeing which partners are best at helping you solve those issues. So really look at that open standards, open platform kind of way of looking at things.
Great, thank you. Again, where can we find you online if someone's either listening right now and wants to see the products while listening or after the show? Where can we find you online?
Find us at sharpusa.com and also in, as I said, our Facebook channels, LinkedIn channels, YouTube channels. Lots of videos. I think later on this afternoon, we're going to have a team from Rave coming by our booth and videoing a number of our new products. So please check out the Rave channel as well.
Sure, and you can actually find those videos, if not by tonight, then later in the week. It's at ravepubs.com/infocom2017. You can find all the videos from Sharp, even this podcast as well. And if you wanted to tune in to our other scheduled podcasts, you can see that, hear that at ravepubs.com/infocom2017/live. Johnny, where can we find everyone on social medias?
So if you prefer social media, networking, and interacting with brands like Rave, we're covering the show actively, there's like 3,000 of us. I kid, but there really is a huge number of us here. Just check them out at Rave Pubs. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I myself am personally at JMota3. You can Google Johnny Mota. It's a very memorable name, Johnny Mota, M-O-T-A. Victoria, you are?
I'm on the in the Twitter land under at Varela Victoria underscore. So that is V-A-R-E-L-A-V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A underscore.
It's like you've practiced that.
Oh, it's like the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time today to educate everyone on Sharp and where we can learn more and everything that you're showing here today and how they're developing Sharp.
Thanks, Johnny. And if any of you are around and here at InfoComm, between 2 and 4 today, please stop on by. We'll be having our happy hour serving cold beer on tap at our sports bar.
Sweet.